See, Charles Barkley called out LeBron James last
night.
Okay,
that's what happened. All right,
yeah,
cool.
LeBron James wasn't happy about that, by the way. Would you like to hear what LeBron had to say?
We can do that after the break. Oh, you want to
do
it now?
That right now.
Oh, what do you say?
Yeah, plenty of time. LeBron James, I don't even know what Charles Barkley said, to be honest with you. I like that you just come in and look at Twitter trends, and instead of going to the show, you go, what's Sage Steele saying? That was Charles Barkley today. But I don't know what Barkley said. I'll tell you what LeBron responded with. I'm not going to let him disrespect my legacy like that. I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid. I never had an unpaid debt in Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model. I never showed up to All-Star Weekend on Sunday because I was in Vegas all weekend partying. All I've done for my entire career is represent the NBA the right way. 14 years, never got in trouble. Respect to the game. Print that.
Wow. Mic drop.
Oh, no. To put Charles Barkley.
He ripped him.
He put it all out there.
He went on Wikipedia and looked up every infraction.
Oh, man.
Now, what did Barkley have to say here?
Barkley has this, what, Thursday? Tonight. They're on tonight, right?
No, they were on last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, you know what? I kind of like it when they have the NBA on every night, you know?
I do, too. I like that, but I didn't think about that as a Monday night game. Usually it's Tuesday.
Let's see. I really want to find out what Barkley had to say.
I think if Chuck would have came back and you would be heard about it already, there would have been some video out there.
Here we go. So Barkley.
Chuck's going to do it on TV.
Yes. Yeah. So Barkley said something beforehand, obviously, which sparked him.
Barkley was calling him a crybaby and stuff like that.
Yeah, basically.
Saying that he need good players around him to play well.
Shaq called him out as well.
He's got a ring, though. Barkley doesn't have one.
Well, Barkley will say it's because LeBron went and played with his friends and then got general manager and had other friends. And he said, quote,
he won one with Cleveland.
But the one with Cleveland legitimizes everything.
I agree. You can't say, he went back because, Kyrie and Kevin Love were going to be better the next 5 years in Bosh and Wade, which is also true. Barkley said, quote, this ain't like a 7-Eleven. You can't just go in and buy everything. They're trying to make trades. They got the highest payroll in the league. They're paying $40 to $50 million in luxury taxes. Now, that quote stems from the quote about LeBron saying, basically, we don't have good enough players. There was a rumor that he was pissed off at Dan Gilbert, the owner of Cleveland, because he felt like he wasn't spending enough money.
Yep, and then Chuck will... Yeah, Chuck's going to reply on TV. You know, Charles Barkley like stuff like this. He wanted to mix it up with LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. Charles going to say, Twitter don't pay me. I'll be doing it on TNT.
Yeah.
And he'll hammer him again. And you know what? LeBron better stay out of it because he ain't going to win this one.
You don't think so? This is a good warning shot fired by LeBron right here, Tony.
No, because Charles doesn't care about what people say about him.
No, he doesn't.
He's just going to go and hammer this guy.
You know, it's interesting.
LeBron generally cares, I think, about what people say about him.
This is kind of how I feel.
He had to clarify his own record.
This is kind of how I feel about the current political climate, to be honest with you. That, you have this person that says and does whatever he wants. And you have everyone have this outrage, and he doesn't care. You know? It's kind of similar.
Your voice is weighing in. Who?
My boy.
Already?
We had early tweets today.
I haven't read that yet. I'm reading. I just saw what Stephen A. just tweeted.
Oh, I got something. I can't wait. I got this Bill Clinton 1995 speech that he wants to keep all the people out of the United States.
Hey,
I'm going to post that one today.
Hey, at Mike and Mike, Jordan's problem with Barkley wasn't criticism. It was the fact that Barkley never called him first. He found out on TV. That was Jordan. All if we were friends, he said, "Call me and tell me. Don't let me find out that way." Okay, so Charles Barkley is a big talk this morning. Him and LeBron James, this feud is a big talk. And I guess 45 is hit. 45 get up early, don't he? He's trying to kill.
Does he ever go to bed? Maybe he don't go to bed.
Maybe he don't go to bed. You're right. If he just stay up all night.
How the hell could he go to bed sleeping next to that?